David and Goliath. Well, those are good stories. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible stories. Goliath is our imagination. How often do we look out and see a problem, see a difficulty, see a circumstance that sort of tickles our heart and says, oh my gosh, this is going to be terrible, terrible, terrible. This is going to be tough, tough, tough. What are we going to do, you know? But when I stop and take account of myself, take charge of myself, I find that the circumstance that were so irritating and so overwhelming, really, were not so big and overwhelming after all. As we remember the story of David and Goliath, David was just a young man, and he was a shepherd. He's used to being out in the fields, and you say, well, he didn't have a gun, and he didn't have weapons, and he didn't have training in the military and anything, but he was called to help his king to work against the Philistine Goliath, the terrible, terrible giant. And this was really a giant. And the giant, as all giants are, was an inspiration to the people over whom the giant was working. Now, the giant worked in another country than David's country. And he wanted to come in with his countrymen and take over the land of David's king. And when David's king was at wit's ends, he didn't know what to do, they said, well, call in David. He seems to be a very fine man. Something can come of it. And the only reason they called him in was all the biggie boys were frightened of the giant. The giant had overwhelmed them, made them feel insignificant, made them feel insecure, made them feel that they could not accomplish anything. Well, here comes this kid, this young punk kid. He's a good shepherd, strong boy, not particularly bright or anything in any way, just a strong, charming boy who enjoyed being a shepherd. And so, when Goliath was presented to David, oh yes, Goliath was presented, because Goliath said, okay, get out of here, you guys. The war is over. I'm here. And then David was presented. Well, here is our challenger. And this young punk kid stood up there, and frightened as he was, shaking in his boots, I'm sure, he looked at that giant and he thought, when I'm fighting with the wolves that want to attack my flock of sheep, I have no gun. I have only my staff and my slingshot. And I go out in among the wolves and I say, hey, you guys, I've had enough of this. Away from my sheep. You're bothering my sheep. And the wolves looked at this kid and said, ha, 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 there's several of us, and what can you do about that? And David, with his trusty slingshot, would put a stone, just a small pebble, about the size of, maybe his curled little finger and thumb, and put it into his slingshot. Now, he had plenty of time to practice, and he was good with his slingshot. He was very good. And he had gained such skill and power with it, he could hit a target anywhere the target was placed. Now, this they don't tell you, but he had to have gained that skill somewhere, and he liked to play. So he's presented with this giant figure. Now, he didn't look at the giant as being a giant. He looked at the giant as being a wolf. Now, where in the world did he stop a wolf? Well, what he did is he got him right between the eyes. He would take his slingshot and throw the stone at the wolf right between the eyes. And he didn't look at his size. He didn't look at the fearfulness and the ferociousness of the giant, as he didn't look at the fearfulness and ferociousness of the wolves that would attack his sheep. He just saw his stone go right between the eyes of that wolf. And he saw his stone go right between the eyes of Goliath. And so with one wonderful swing, and Goliath stood there acting triumphant, oh, that little kid, he can't disturb me. And David swung his slingshot, and with the accuracy of a good shepherd boy chasing away wolves from his pack of wonderful sheep, shot the stone at Goliath. And Goliath was so stunned, it just knocked him for a loop, and he fell over dead. We all have Goliaths that face us. And if we will just strike them right between the eyes with all the love in our heart, they'll go down for the count. If we have a challenge, and that challenge says, hey, I'm going to overcome you, you're a pipsqueak, and we look at that challenge, however big it may be, and we say, now let's see, I'm going to go right for the jugular vein, right between the eyes. It's not a matter of eager, of angry, of hatefulness. It's just a matter of, how do I solve it? I'm going right there into the center of their thinking power, and I'm going to give them something new to think about. And lo and behold, the target is hit. The change is made, and all is done in perfect order. You and I have the same skill that David had. We spend a lot of time thinking, yes, no, I can't, thinking I'm a success, I'm a failure, and whatever we've given our thought to, that is what we're experiencing. David had only two thoughts in his mind. One thought was to care for his sheep, and the other was to sing and enjoy life. He was a happy young man. And whenever a challenge came to him, he just pulled out his trusty slingshot and shot it right between the eyes, and the challenge was gone. Now sometimes he'd take his slingshot and he'd hit the sheep in the rear end. He'd say, come on boys, move along, move along. Not to hurt him, not to do any damage to them, just to encourage them and say, hey, I am the boss here. And so he said to Goliath. Goliath wasn't about to be tickled by a little stone on his rear end. But when he got that wonderful piece of message right between the eyes, he dropped out of sight and became no giant any longer. And the Philistines, without their champion, turned on their heels and ran. And David had saved the day for his king. And his fame and his fortune continued from that day on, as ours does when we take charge and we do not let any Goliath, any giant, any disturbing thing take place in our world. But we stand up to it and we say, hey, no problem. I know how to handle this. And the divine within us guides us to do it rightly. And the divine within us makes us sure home on our target. And we're the winner every time. Think about your life. Goliath is our imagination, a pure Bible story, wonderful indeed. We remember it because it's so dramatic and so graphic and so true. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.